Hari Bol.
Well, technically, I don't get the success tips, so I'm late. Hare Krishna. But since I already downloaded them and looked at them, it's too late, so I guess I can share them. Where's Satya? Oh, Hare Krishna. So these are called Secret Sadhana Tips, SSTs, from Advanced Devotees. And the first one is from Malati Devi Dasi. She's one of Prabhupada's first disciples, who pioneered preaching in England, where she and her husband befriended the Beatles. And they were also very instrumental in starting the temple in San Francisco. She's now a GBC member who lives in New Vrindavan, travels and preaches everywhere. And she's writing a book right now with the working title of Daughters of Srila Prabhupada. She's interviewing all the female disciples of Prabhupada around the movement about their experiences with Prabhupada. Here are her three tips for sadhana improvement. One, remain fully confident that Krishna consciousness is the only medicinal remedy in Kali Yuga. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Quoting Srila Prabhupada, I have only brought one medicine. Please take it. Jai. Number two, take the remedy or the medicine liberally as prescribed without hesitation, share it with others. She says there's no chance of an overdose with this potent medicine. Three, never allow yourself to become melancholy or discouraged. This is the number one trick of Maya Devi. She writes, this is a very important point to remember. How does one become discouraged? This can happen when one is not fully fixed in their determination to follow the process no matter what happens. Yes, she underlines, no matter what happens. In the beginning, the middle and even toward the final stages, the jiva's resolve is mixed with desires for sense gratification, along with the budding desire for true bhakti. Therefore, do not think you will not be tested. You will be forced to face up to your anartas. Embrace such occurrences with joy, for they are an opportunity to make real advancement on the path of bhakti. Number two, Satyadev Prabhu. Joined Srila Prabhupada's mission in 1970 and was a pioneer in ISKCON, Japan, served as a temple president in Honolulu. He is now retired and teaching Krishna consciousness full-time in Japan and fortunately for us here at ISKCON Silicon Valley. He gives three tips for improving japa. Hare Krishna. Calm the mind. Use pranayama, deep breathing, before japa. Two, learn to be present for the holy name. And three, cultivate the awareness of being the watcher. One who has spontaneous attraction for the Lord doesn't require a technique or practice for remembering the Lord of the heart. By definition, a devotee who has awakened spontaneous love of God has a gaze that is effortlessly fixed upon the Supreme Lord. Devotees who have yet to have a vision of Bhagavan can benefit from techniques and practices that direct the attention inward in the direction of all beloved souls, Sri Krishna. The beloved of all souls, Sri Krishna. Deep breathing. The mind is compared to the surface of the water on a pond. If the water surface is still, it will accurately reflect a clear image. The souls can see their true self in that still surface. When the mind is busy, full of thinking about the past or future, awareness becomes lost in thought and can't see itself or its origin. Deep breathing physiologically causes the body and the mind to calm down, helping to create a smooth surface for viewing. Being present for the holy name. Out of respect for a guest that comes to visit, we give our full attention to them by smiling, listening, talking, and seeing to their comfort. We are, in effect, present for them. We don't divert our attention to a phone call or other activities, as this would cause our guest to feel rejected, unimportant, or unwanted. When our guest is talking to us, we look at them and listen attentively to what they are saying and avoid thinking about other issues or topics while they are speaking. We can learn to be present for the Lord's name by keeping our attention focused on the inner energy field of our body. Consciousness in the body is non-different from the Atma and the source of the Atma. Quote, O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates this entire universe, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness. Bhagavad Gita 13:34. The inner energy field can be felt as the consciousness that is pervading the body. This sense of life, the inner energy field, is the Atma. To have this direct perception of the Atma, no mind or mental effort is required. No mental effort is required in order to see, hear, or feel. The inner energy field can easily be felt without thinking about it. Focus the intention on the inner energy field of the body, which anchors the awareness to the present moment. On the contrary, mind is the domain of past and future. When the attention is lost in thinking, where is the presence? In other words, by maintaining awareness on the feeling of life in the body, one remains present to hear the holy name. As soon as it becomes apparent that awareness has shifted to thoughts of past or future, then gently return attention to the feeling of life in the body and the sound of the holy name. Being the watcher. The Atma is the watcher or the perceiver, the knower of phenomena, the field. When the Atma identifies with the contents of mind, the Atma becomes lost in the mind and forgets itself in its source. By cultivating the awareness of watching, the thinker of a higher level of awareness comes in. In this higher state of awareness, we can easily recognize when attention has become lost in thought, and then awareness can be redirected back to the sound vibration of the holy name. Quote, O son of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field. Those were both from the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter. The next one is from Keshava Bharati Das Goswami, a leading sannyasi preacher who joined Srila Prabhupada in San Francisco in 1972. He lives in the town of Govardhan, India, near Sri Vrindavan, part of the year, and travels internationally for teaching Krishna consciousness for several months each year. He is also a BBT editor. Here's his three tips for sadhana improvement. One, remember that we've been given the time we spend chanting our rounds by our spiritual master. That time is most precious and belongs to him and to Krishna. Nothing else is as important. Put everything else out of the mind and just hear the holy name with complete gratitude that we've been given an opportunity to associate directly with Krishna. Nothing else matters. It's not something we're doing to be able to, quote, get to our service. Chanting our japa is our most important devotional service. It's the one vow required of everyone, including the guru, the one order common to every devotee. And without that order, whatever we're trying to do to serve the Lord and the devotees will become a burden rather than a joy. Two, when chanting rounds, try to vibrate the name deeply. Don't chant from the mouth or mind or whisper. When chanting rounds, try to vibrate the name deeply from the vocal cords and try to feel the vibration resonating throughout the body. Then move that resonance to the chest and try to chant directly from the heart where we are actually located. Three. Don't judge how you're doing by comparing yourself to the great souls whose standard sadhana is not achievable at the stage we're at. But do aspire to reach a higher standard of devotion. Always remember that the goal is to increase the devotion, the level of absorption we can attain by doing our sadhana practices and our devotional service, whatever that is. In that mood, compete with yourself, keeping a daily record of your spiritual activities, rising times, rounds chanted, whether one has chanted the verses one has vowed to chant, heard class, and so on. And always remember that we're doing all these things to please the spiritual master and Krishna, not ourselves. Welcome back, Sunny. Hari Bol. The next secret of super sadhana, or whatever I call it, is from Manmohini Devi Dasi, a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada who is expert at Sankirtan. She joined Srila Prabhupada's mission in New York and now lives in California. She writes, Srila Prabhupada calls the following verse the guideline for all devotees. Here's the English translation. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering your respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains further, as remaining alive is the cause of a good son receiving his inheritance, the devotee staying alive in this world with steadiness on the path of bhakti is the cause of his receiving freedom from samsara and service to the Lord. It's inevitable. As long as we are living in this world, we have to expect disturbances, distractions, and tests of our tolerance and and persistence. It therefore helps to keep this encouraging verse in mind when we are forced to cope with difficulties. Next one is from our friend Divyanga Das Prabhu. Joined Srila Prabhupada in 1973. There's typos in this. I'm sorry. It was done. They all came in at the last minute, so please don't mind. When only 17 years old, he's been distributing books ever since. He says, he wrote, Dear Vaisheshika Prabhu and all the Sankirtan devotees, Pam Ho, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your perseverance in Srila Prabhupada's sacred mission. You're an inspiration to all of us. Tips for sadhana improvement. Shravanam, hearing. To me, the only way to maintain spiritual life. If I am not hearing transcendental sound, I find myself hearing mundane sound. So I keep spiritual sound 24 hours a day. On our home computer, kirtans, bhajans, lectures, of course, my iPod. While driving out on Sankirtan, I can hear dozens of lectures every week. Prabhupada said to read his books. That is something I've finally been blessed to do, so I do it daily. And even a rascal like me is allowed into Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. I would have been greatly fortunate just to go to a Sunday feast, chant, dance, and take prasad, but somehow or other, I've been allowed to help other souls come in and go home. I never planned this. However, when I joined, I was told that to please Srila Prabhupada and make spiritual advancement, go out and distribute his books. Who knew what mercy this was or what obligation I was to embrace? I mean, I feel I have debt, an eternal debt to Srila Prabhupada that can never be repaid. Of course, the disciple always tries his best every single day. That is my meditation. I see the jivas, I approach with books, and I think, this could be me. It really personalizes it for me. How much I would want to be saved. I also do a lot of prayer. I find great solace in prayer. It helps me focus. When out on Sankirtan, I am singing Nariya Gudrume Nityananda Mahajan, etc., and begging Lord Nityananda for help. It really takes the pressure off me. After all, Nitai is here with us on Sankirtan, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even the lowest among men. I think of Nitai and Haridas out on Sankirtan, Jagai and Madai. They have no other chance for deliverance. Tomare loite ami hoinu abatar ami pina bhanduar ke ache tomar. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. How important for us is to meet them. Prabhupada said, the world is full of so many jagais and madais eagerly awaiting for Gaur Nitai to come and save them. We also learned to distribute Krishna consciousness was to help relieve Lord Chaitanya's anxiety. Wow, just hearing that makes you want to go out on Sankirtan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, quote, do not become unenthusiastic, seeing the majority of people in this world are not accepting the message of Krishna's sincere worship. Never give up the audition and glorification of topics of Krishna. They are your own personal worship and your very all in all. Be humble like a blade of grass and patient like a tree and constantly glorify Hari. When faults in others misguide and delude you, have patience, introspect, find faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. In this world of Maya, averse to the full, to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. Unquote. I want to say how fortunate I am to live in New Ramanreti. Sri Sri Radha Shamasundar, first class temple, kirtans, classes, festivals, prasadam, and nice association. I mean, I'd do it alone if I had to. But congregationally, it's so much sweeter and easier. Hare Krishna. So there it is. Constant hearing and chanting. Tut tut karma pravartanat. Do some service and go back home and take as many souls as with you as possible. Simple, right? It's something to dedicate your life to. Sri Nam Sankirtan Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Praying for your association, your service. Servant Divyanga Das. Do you like this? Next one is Navina Nirada. Prabhu, most of you know he's visited here before. He's one of the biggest Sankirtan devotees in history of the world. He's now in Mayapur. He sent this over to me. Three tips for improving sadhana. One, chant, read, and practice like your life depends on it, because it does. Two, sadhana is devotional service, never a burden. Always a pleasure. Krishna is present in each name, each word page, and he always reciprocates. Three, your quality of life, work, family, and friendships are all in direct relationship with the sadhana we practice. Everything matters. Number four, never stop. Ahai tuki. The last one, which came in under the wire after midnight last night, was from Nirkula Dasi. Tips for strong sadhana. And as usual, Sandhya saved me by being up at all hours of the night and compiling everything. Tips for strong sadhana. Number one, sacred space. Environment is essential. A, create a peaceful space that is free from distractions and clutter where you can chant each day. B, place a picture or pictures of your guru, your favorite deities, and or your favorite pastimes before you. A placard with the Maha Mantra written on it is very helpful. She used the one that Praveena made, that Maha Mantra. See, chanting in the same place each day transforms that place. Two, begin. Sit comfortably in a physical alignment. B, take a few deep breaths to clear the mind. Three, sadhya, the goal of the practice. Remain conscious of the intention of our spiritual practice to attain love of Krishna, prema bhakti. Four, mood. Five, humbly and prayerfully approach the holy name in a mood of service. Six, habits. Be regulated in your eating and sleeping. Seek out the company of saintly devotees. And seven, attitude. Be grateful. Be appreciative of the devotees. Be steady. Be determined. Be enthusiastic. There you have it. These are the secret sadhana tips from advanced devotees. And thank you very much, everyone, for being here. I do have copies of these, but not for everyone, because there were seven pages. I didn't expect so much, actually. And I will distribute these to whoever's here now, and then we'll also post them up so you can download them individually, because I ran out of ink also. And now we're going to have a japa circle, which we're already in. So we'll be chanting for the next until 20 minutes after, and using some of these tips, you know, think about it, breathe deeply. I think that What is your preference? We can chant at your own pace, that is non-simultaneously. Or we can do that for a while, and then in the last maybe 5 minutes, we can chant simultaneously. Would you like to try that? So up until 15 after, we'll chant just at your own pace, full concentration on your own speed and mantra. And then at 15 after, we'll stop, and then we'll do the last 5 minutes together.